Blog Talk Radio. Have you ever noticed strange things happening to you deep divers? Like, I'm in a magical forest right now. And sometimes I hear things. I see, like, bright lights. I'm like, I think my spirit guides are trying to contact me. Deep divers, okay? When you're in nature a lot, you realize that nothing is what it seems. And we aren't only physical beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, okay? Yeah. If you are noticing strange things happening, like doors opening by themselves, perhaps you might want to consider that your spirit guides are trying to contact you. Maybe your spirit guides are trying to say, "Can I get a hello there?" to you, okay? We got a whole lot to talk about, deep divers. 10 signs your spirit guides are trying to contact you. Let's just, woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Raising the frequency. Raising the vibration. It's a beautiful day, deep divers. We're out here in the heart of nature, baby. Peace. Infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Chillaxing with a cat down the road. Butterflies. And I'm connecting with my spirit guides every single day. A lot of people say, "Ralph, you are my spirit guide." Deep divers. 10 signs your spirit guides are trying to contact you. So what is a spirit guide? It is an energy form. And spirit guides take on many forms. They appear in many guises. They are all around us. Sometimes deceased loved ones, sometimes ancestors, okay? They are all around us, and they're always communicating to us. And if we learn how to read the messages they are sending us, this can actually help us because it can guide us to the right place, deep divers. Shuangzi. Ancient Chinese philosopher said this, deep divers. "I once had a dream that I was a butterfly. But I couldn't figure out whether I was Shuangzi dreaming I was a butterfly or that I was a butterfly dreaming I was Shuangzi." Slow motion this side. It's time to take a trip down the rabbit hole, deep divers. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? Deep divers. I have had this feeling since I was young that I'm always protected. Like I dodge bullets. Like bad things are just about to happen, but just in the nick of time, I make it out. Somehow, some way, it's like the universe is protecting me. My spirit guides are always working in my favor. You can't go against me, deep divers, because the whole universe is working for me. 10 signs your spirit guides are trying to contact you. Number 1, ancestors. We don't die. Our spirits live on. The ancients knew about this. And many spirits that move into the other realm, the spirit realm, they actually send us guidance from that realm. And they appear to us in dreams. And they actually give us messages. Okay? So, our ancestors, your great-great-great-great-grandma is looking out for you. How does that feel? Great? I know, right? Your great-great-great-great-grandpa is looking out for you. Okay, so our ancestors, many times, are our spirit guides, and they are giving us guidance all the time. Departed loved ones, okay? Departed loved ones. And a lot of people say, like deep divers, "My grandma is always communicating to me. She passed away in 2006, at a ripe old age, nearly 100 years old, and she was so wise, and she's always giving me wisdom." I love you, Grandma. What's the second sign? Your spirit guides are trying to contact you. Uncanny synchronicities, okay? This is how spirit guides contact us. Synchronicities. For instance, you hop into a car and you hear a song on the radio and it's the message you were looking for. That's a message from your spirit guide. Like they hacked into that radio station and played that song they know you needed to hear. Okay? Uncanny synchronicities. Our spirit guides are also arranging divine meetings for us. Like you're like, oh my gosh, Ralph, I can't believe I met this person at this time on this day. What are the chances of that? Okay? See, the ancients knew there are no accidents or coincidences. Everything is happening in divine order. So pay attention to people who are coming into your life giving you messages. Our spirit guides use other people to give us a message. Deep divers, what's the third? Oh, baby! Sign, your spirit guides are trying to contact you. Every single day, if you walk around and you just find stuff like a whole load of cash on the sidewalk, congratulations, deep divers. That's your spirit guide giving you some love. It works like this. If you are finding things that were once lost and you know you had no chance of finding, but they're just appearing, you see, our spirit guides, they arrange things for us. It's called arranging and nudging. They can bring things into our field that we were looking for. And this is a sign your spirit guides are trying to contact you. When you're like, oh, there it is. There's that note I had lost. There's that letter from Ralph Smart I had lost. Right? There it is, deep divers, okay? What's the fourth sign? Your spirit guides are trying to contact you. Flickering and blowing out light bulbs. Oh my gosh, the lights just went off, deep divers. You're looking a little bit shaky, baby. Don't panic. It's just your spirit guides from the other realm looking out for you, giving you that sign, okay, that things aren't always what they seem. It's not a ghost story, deep divers, but if you're in your house and sometimes the lights are flickering, but you know normally the bulb is stable, or they just blow out all of a sudden, okay? You better recognize the message in that is that spirit guides are reminding us they are always around us, even in this very room, even in nature, everywhere, okay? What's the fifth sign your spirit guides are trying to contact you? Reoccurring numbers, 1111, is a classic sign your spirit guides are trying to contact you. Anytime you see these repeating numbers, deep divers, 333, 222, 1111, like I literally saw 1111 today, deep divers, and I knew my spirit guides were sending me a message that, Ralph, you're on the right path. Continue 7-day vegan challenge to wake up every single day with a whole bunch of grapes in your mouth. Continue to do a little samba, baby. Anytime you're seeing these repeating numbers, for example, 1111, you're being shown the glitch in the matrix, that this entire matrix is an illusion. A lot of people are led into fear with this global pandemic, and your spirit guides are reminding you to let love guide you, not fear. So, the repeating numbers like 1111 are showing you that a world exists beyond this matrix, a better world where freedom reigns supreme, where love reigns supreme, where you don't have to wear a face mask 24/7 and you can just woo, breathe in that good ass prana, baby. Deep divers, what is the sixth sign your spirit guides are trying to contact you? Strange sounds, like, what was that? Okay, strange sounds. every day in nature there are strange sounds I hear. And I'm like, is that you, Tinkerbell? Right? Fairies everywhere here, deep divers, okay? You see, our spirit guides use music because music is the universal language. Like Tesla said, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Music is vibration. Sounds of the universe. Sometimes you hear a strange sound. Sometimes you listen to some music and it makes you feel a certain way. But it's that music you needed to hear at that right time. And that's your spirit guides giving you a message through the music. How do you feel, deep divers? It feels good, right? I know. What's the seventh sign your spirit guides are trying to contact you? Strange dreams, okay? Anytime you have a dream and it's so vivid, but also you get a message in the dream, yeah, deep divers, celebrate. That's your spirit guides communicating with you. You see, dreams are real. And the ancients knew that the dream world was actually the real world. And the real world, this world, is actually the illusion world. They call it the Maya. Okay, so pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention to those dreams. Get a dream journal because your spirit guides contact you in your dreams. Okay, what is the eighth sign your spirit guides are trying to contact you? Animal guides, okay? The cat down the road. Once again, your spirit guides can take the form of many different beings. A cat, a dog, a bird. And growing up, deep divers, I was born in Hampstead. I used to walk in Hampstead Heath with my sister. And anytime we would see three birds, something good would happen. Three magpies, that was a good omen. And it happens till this day. I know my spirit guides are looking out for me. They're telling me I'm protected. They're telling me something good is about to happen. Then I trip up and fall on my ass, okay? What is the ninth sign your spirit guides are trying to contact you? Deep divers. Anytime you have an accident, but you're just lucky to be alive, that's your spirit guide saying, hey, this was not an accident. This was a lesson for you to learn. This was a lesson for you to learn. Deep divers, when I used to live in Topanga, LA, I was driving. Someone had actually given me some cookies. I didn't know they were actually weed cookies. So I had taken two. This is a true story. I actually speak about it, right? So I had taken these massive cookies, not realizing they were weed cookies, right? So I was literally so high and I was driving. The car was swerving all around and I nearly had a massive accident. Somehow, some way, the spirit guides were looking out for me. I was able to pull over to the side and just fall asleep, and they looked out for me. It was almost going to be ugly. But just in time, the spirit guides protected me. I love you, spirit guides, you see. I know I got angels watching me from the other side. Slow motion this side. And what is the tenth sign your spirit guides are trying to contact you? Every single day, when you wake up and you look outside and you're like, gosh, something looks different. That wasn't there before. That wasn't there before. This wasn't there before. And that wasn't there before. Anytime everything seems new, this newness, I have it every single day. It's like every day the universe is sending someone my way, something my way. I call it being at the right page at the right time. So someone gives you a book, but you're like, I don't want to read the whole book, so I just flick to the page I want to see, like randomly, and I get a message that I needed to see. That's your spirit guides communicating with you. Or sometimes you wake up really early and the sun, you see this color and you're like, what the hell is that? That's your spirit guides communicating with you. Like sometimes deep divers, I literally wake up, I open the window and I swear that's a UFO. Then I realize that's my spirit guide doing a little samba in the sky, baby. And then just saying, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello there? Beautiful deep divers, we aren't physical beings alone. We are multidimensional beings having a human experience. Remind yourself you are protected. Choose love over fear. I love all of you. I'm just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Shout out to everyone who's been getting the wonderful Good Ass Prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. And if you are a sexy ass model, woo! With a whole lot of heart who's being contacted by their spirit guide, you want to model the clothing? Well, let me know why you have what it takes to model the clothing, okay? DM me on Instagram, Deep Divers, for more inspiring information at official Ralph Smart at Infinite Waters and Facebook at Ralph Smart at Infinite Waters and Twitter at Infinite Waters and Snapchat at Good Ass Prana, pardon, at Good Ass Prana, baby. Check out the new book, Deep Divers, for more powerful information just like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book. They tried to bury us, deep divers. They forgot our spirit guides were trying to contact us. And we were seeds. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. Peace. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. Yo!
connect with the water within us, we are dead. We're dead. You're literally dead. If you are not in any shape, form, or fashion, you cannot connect with your emotions, with your feelings. You're dead. You're dead in the water. You can't connect. And so this is a lot about what inspired me to talk about the doppelganger tonight, looking for the doppelganger. So we're going to talk about what the doppelganger is. I'll share with you guys some channels that I got about the doppelganger and why I felt it was important at this particular moment, time, space, to talk about this. The word doppelganger, it actually, when we look at the etymology of the word actually comes from Germany. It's a German word, the word doppelganger. Doppel, meaning double, and ganger, meaning goer. So this word doppelganger is not a new word. It's been in existence since the 1850s, around the 1850s, is when doppelganger started to come, particularly when it was coming out of the German culture. This was a word that was used a lot, quite frequently. And we're going to talk about why the word doppelganger was used so much. So what is a doppelganger? What is it? It's a lot of definitions out there that you can find in Webster in the dictionary, but in short, a doppelganger is a spirit double, a replica. And one of the myths that goes along with the doppelganger says that if you were to ever meet your doppelganger, meaning your double, that you would soon meet your death, that you would die, much like the song. You would be dead in the water. Now, there's been several accounts, even here live on the Remix shows over the years, that people have called in, not a whole lot of times, but there's been several accounts that have actually been recorded live on the Remix where people have called in, where they have actually come in contact and connected with their doppelganger. I'm going to tell you about a couple of those stories, and then we're going to continue to talk about this here and talk about why it's important that we understand about what a doppelganger is and how this can impact us in this particular time. So a doppelganger is you. Let's say one day you get up, it's early in the morning, and you decide to go to the grocery store. And you got your shopping cart, and you're in the grocery store, and all of a sudden you look down the aisle, and you see you. You're like, damn, that's me. I'm looking at me. That's my doppelganger. Now, as the myths go when it comes to doppelganger, they say that what the doppelganger comes to do is really sort of like your alter ego. The doppelganger comes, and that's your alter ego. So whoever you are and sort of what the essence of you is about, your doppelganger would be the opposite of that. This is how it's portrayed a lot in a lot of animes. They talk about doppelgangers a lot in animes. A lot of times in children cartoons, they talk about it. And even some movies, you will see the doppelganger. But that's not the real meaning of a doppelganger. Tonight, we're going to get down to the real occult meaning, the esoteric meaning, the divine meaning of what the doppelganger is, and what to do when you see your doppelganger, and how to go find your doppelganger, and why it's important that you do figure this out. Now, there was an instance on the show, and you guys may remember this on the remix, where a sister called in and said that there was something that happened to her and she just couldn't shake it. That one day she was driving in the car and it was her and her sister. They came to a four-way stop, and when they got to the four-way stop, she looked across, and in a car, much like a car she wanted, there was herself staring back at her, a different hairstyle, looking right at her. She said it freaked her out so much that no one never spoke about it again, and she never knew what that was. She never knew. Now, I'll be honest with you guys. Until all of this information really came to me, I understood what the doppelganger was, much like what you guys are saying. So it's a part of us that exists in another reality, because we know past, the present, the future. It's all happening all at the same time. It's an alternate reality. They say everyone has a twin on the planet, so this is just your twin, you know, coming back to see you. But that's not what a doppelganger is. And I noticed that there's been several occasions in readings where people have said to me these cases where they have met, seen, come in close contact of their doppelganger. They've met them. They've seen them and said, oh my goodness, Ms. Boo, what is this? I'm playing football and all of a sudden I walk past this guy and it's me. I see me walking the other way. Now, there is a movie that explains this to a T, and it's called Another Earth. Has anybody seen Another Earth? If you haven't, this movie came out, I believe, like in 2010. But that explains what a doppelganger is. So in this movie, Another Earth, what happens? There's a girl, she's about 17 years old, and her life is pretty much going pretty perfect, and she's having a good life, and she's celebrating. She's about to get ready to leave to go off to college. She hangs out with some friends. Of course, I'm speeding it up, and I won't spoil it for all of you who haven't seen it. But she goes out, gets in a car wreck, kills a man's wife and child, and ends up spending time in prison. Her whole life has changed. As with, we know that these decisions, things that happen in our lives, can change our lives forever. Nothing is written in stone. I say this in reading. When I'm doing readings, and I don't care what kind of reading it is, nothing is written in stone. There's even shows that I've done where I have told you that you can even go back and change the past. It's been done. I've done it over and over again. You can change the past just as well as you can change things for the future. The whole purpose of getting readings is so that we can begin to craft your life. That's why I don't like to play the guessing game. Will I? Should I? No, we need to craft it, because there is a law on this planet that is stronger.
Now,
all right, can you guys hear me? This is way too important for anything to stop this, so I'm just going to use this, and we're just going to keep playing. So you guys can hear me? Oh, my goodness. Hold on a minute. Okay, so where were we? All right, there we go. See, I just proved it. There is no law on the planet that is stronger than free will. Don't ever let anybody fool you with that. That is the strongest law on the planet, which is free will. And free will overrides everything. It trumps everything. It overrides it all. So now, I don't want to spoil the movie for you, but in this particular movie, well, I do kind of want to spoil it for you, but you can still go back and watch it, and you can get what you need to get out of it. In the movie, what happens is the girl wins a ticket to go to another Earth. It also gives her an opportunity to live another life. And throughout this course, when they discover this other Earth, they also discover that their doppelgangers exist on this other Earth. And so the question then becomes, is my doppelganger better than me? Here's what happens a lot of times. A lot of you are saying you've never met your doppelganger, but yes, you have. And let me tell you how you've met your doppelganger, because there's many different ways that the doppelganger can actually come to you. Here's one of the ways that we all have probably met our doppelganger at one point in our lives or another. If you've ever looked at something that someone was doing, a very strong sense of jealousy, envy, felt that should be you, why aren't you doing it, you should be in that place, that should be something you want, that's your doppelganger. That's your doppelganger. Many of you are dealing with situations right now in your life of a version of a doppelganger. I'm going to give you an example. You may have grown up in the same place as one of your best friends. Your best friend may have gone on to do their life work and be happy and living their life. And maybe there was something to sort of kind of take you off your path and take you off your course, so to speak, where you decided to take a path off of your higher course. I'm not talking about day-to-day course, your higher path. And then all of a sudden you run into that person and people say, oh, you guys both went to the same school. Oh, you guys went to the same college. Oh, you guys both did this. Oh, you guys both did this, but you ain't doing nothing. And this person is doing everything. That's your doppelganger. Often your doppelganger will come and show you a life that you know is what you need to be doing. So that's a lot of times how we can meet our doppelganger. But I don't want us to get too twisted in that definition about the doppelganger, because I want you guys to also understand that this word doppelganger has a more ancient history to it. It has a far greater ancient history to it. And that history that connects to the doppelganger is actually called the Ka. So in Kemet, it's called the Ka, the spirit. So when we say doppelganger, we're really talking about the spirit, your spirit, meeting your own divine spirit. So the question I begin to ask myself is, okay, so why do they depict this doppelganger as being sort of this haunting bad omen? Well, a lot of it has to do with just the European mindset and the separation of spirit, which that's changing for so many of us. That's changing all over the world. The ancestors then turned it into poltergeists. They took the Ka, the spirit, and turned it into a ghost. These are some of the things that we have to begin to take a look at. So that makes sense when we start to study about the doppelganger and how this came about. But here's one of the things that I knew, and this sort of came through through spirit about the doppelganger. The doppelganger happened, and the reason that they had to find a word for what this spirit was, because so many people was encountering, had these encounterings during, going back to the 1800s, particularly around the 1850s, they had to come up with a word for it because too many people were saying, hey, check this out. Guess what I've seen? I've seen myself. And the reason for that, what spirit showed me, is that what was happening is because there were so many wars going on. If you take a look, there was probably no place on the planet that wasn't in war. So there were a lot of people leaving the planet. They were reincarnating back so fast that what they were actually seeing was themselves reincarnated in the future because they wasn't going to be able to live out their life. That's important to understand. They wasn't going to be able to live out their life. So to them, they meant whenever you seen that doppelganger, that meant that your life was going to be cut short for you. Because there was so much war going on the planet. If you go through and you take a look at history, you will see between the 1800s, 1850, it was so many of them dying because of wars that were going on, not just in Germany, but all over the planet. So they had to come up with a word, and because they had stole all of our shit out of ancient Kemet, and if any of you have ever been to Europe, you will see that a lot of artifacts exist all throughout Europe, and particularly even in Germany. They had to find a word for what was going on for the people. They had to find a word. They had to find a word. It was too many accounts of people running into themselves, doing something completely different than what they were doing. That's how the word doppelganger came about. Now, let's fast forward to now because it's important for you to understand in this time why you need to really understand what the doppelganger is and what it means now. When you see your doppelganger now, the doppelganger now is not to tell you that you're going to be leaving soon or you're going to be dying. That's not what it is at all. Nothing at all like it was before. Before, that energy was on the planet because it was allowing people to see that they were about to transcend and leave and reincarnate and bring their ass right back. Now, when you see the doppelganger, this is a reminder more than ever that you need to be doing your purpose. And often when you see your doppelganger is going to be doing your purpose. Your doppelganger is going to show up in your face and do the shit that you ain't had the guts to do right now. Your doppelganger is going to present themselves to you in a way that you can't present yourself or that you've decided not to do based upon fear, which is one of the greatest things, but fear is also one of those things that help revolve the planet. One of the things that we're really, really good at humans, we're excellent at being sick, at being broke, at being lonely, at being in pain, at being sad. We are excellent for recognizing all of these things. We're excellent. As humans, we do this really well. The hardest thing for us to do as humans is to not do the same things over and over again. That's not working. We really if we want to ever say we're masters at seeing something that doesn't work for us and keep doing it over and over again. That is the hardest thing for us to get out of. So now, I don't want you guys to get twisted about what a doppelganger is. It's not a twin. A doppelganger is not just someone who is a twin for you. That's not what a doppelganger is. Doppelganger is someone who carries the essence of you, and they are able to show you an alternate reality. Of yourself, of your life, and of everything that is going on. Of everything that we're going on. Some of you are trying to be other people's doppelgangers instead of trying to be your own. And this is why we can't get to our magnificence. Because we get stuck. We get stuck in trying to always search for something outside of ourselves rather than connect with that essence or that energy that's in us. The doppelgangers are here, and more of you are seeing them, whether you want to admit it or not. And they are here to show you. They're here to show you the couldas, the wouldas, and the shouldas. The goal is for you to be able to bring that wholeness to your spirit. Eliminate the doppelganger. So the whole goal is to begin to look for the doppelganger within yourself. Within yourself. Find that part, that missing part of you, of where it is within yourself. And how you begin to do that? How do you begin to be looking for your doppelganger, but looking for your doppelganger within yourself? This is really for you to get out of your head, to constantly get out of your head and really find out what your divine purpose is. Find that divine purpose that lives within you and live it for real. For real. I went down to the college today with my son, and I see hundreds, thousands of young people who are spending so much money on doing things, their money, their parents' money, their own money, on things that they don't want to do. I look around in the conscious community, and I see so many people wasting time on other people's doppelgangers instead of investing that time and that energy into themselves. Finding their true happiness within themselves. To live from that place of things that make them passionate. The true warriors are those who are passionate and that they're able to step out in their passion. Those who are able to step out in their passion and do what they feel their spirit is calling them to do, to know that for real. We're searching and we're looking. We're learning. Yeah, we're learning. But we're searching and we're looking. And everybody is running into their doppelganger. And the doppelganger, too many times, is showing you a reality that could be yours. But you don't have the heart and the soul to connect with it. So the doppelgangers are here again for us. They're here again for us to remind us
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, 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 everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday. I'm your host, Haru, the Seven Oracle. And today, guys, we are going to be talking about clearing energy. I forgot about that part. Clearing energy and the spiritual doppelganger, right? So pretty much what this broadcast is focused on is the spiritual doppelganger. What is a doppelganger? You know, the word alone itself, I know a lot of us may not heard of. Need to speak louder. Okay. All right. All right. I hope that's okay. This is as loud as I think I can get. outside of me, you know, just getting over what kind of illness I had or whatever going on with me, my voice is kind of different, I guess. So, spiritual doppelganger, guys. What is the spiritual doppelganger? Ms. Blue described the spiritual doppelganger as great now. Okay, perfect. Ms. Blue, shout out to Ms. Blue, y'all. If you guys, Blog Talk Radio, you know, early in the 2000s, I started listening to a lot of different Blog Talk Radios. Aline Bay, Brother Rich, you know, was doing a lot. They was all on Blog Talk before they were on anything else. You know, Blog Talk was like a hot thing in the early 2000s, you know, that everybody was doing. Bobby Hemming would be featured on some of the Blog Talks, and, you know, some of Professor Valentine, some of the greats, you know, Blog Talk was the thing that everybody went through. So until our platform gets bigger, which it will, I am continuing Blog Talk because out of all the different platforms, I still like the Blog Talk format, you know what I mean, where we can save the episodes, the archives and all that. It seems simpler and easier versus what a lot of people are doing. Another one that I find is working now, right after trial and error, so much shit, Patreon, right? Patreon seems to be working, so that's something I'll look into later as well, but Patreon seems to be good as well. So anyway, guys, the spiritual doppelganger, what is the spiritual doppelganger? Ms. Blue described it as a spirit double. I put the Blog Talk, the original Blog Talk episode, which was done in 2013, I put the entire broadcast because it was 3 hours, but I only got about 30 minutes of it, you know, that kind of gave you the meat and the potatoes of what we're going to be talking about. So she described it as a spirit double, you know what I mean? So one of the analogies that she used was, have you ever witnessed someone who were doing something, you know, in the spirituality or doing something in life, you know, that you felt that you should be doing right now, and you felt a little jealousy, you felt a little envious. I know I have, all right? I'm not going to even lie, you know. But that was just one analogy that she used. I'm pretty sure Eternal may have a great analogy as well, but it's pretty much, as she described it, was a spiritual double. You know, she did recommend a movie. A movie was... Another Earth was the name of that movie. I'm going to double-check that movie. But Another Earth, I believe, was the name of the movie, she said. But I haven't seen that one yet, but I do have it on my watch list. So I may watch it tonight. But Another Earth, but, you know, she says that movie is the best depiction in which she came about, you know, in describing the spiritual doppelganger. And then also, guys, we're going to be talking about the notes as far as the spirit guides is concerned. In the beginning of the broadcast, I did a clip where Ralph Smart pretty much, you know, 10 ways to decipher if your spirit guides are connecting with you in the now. So I'm going to go over my notes as well as that, but we're going to try to talk about some time travel up in here. And, you know, she said that you can go back and change the past. What is that about? You know what I mean? And the Kyra, I guess she said, the what we know as spirit, you know, they changed the culture of the ancestors. They changed the culture of the spirit. And she described the spirit to be Kai, I believe, or something. Kai, I think it's Earth, but Kai, something like that. Probably Eternal can correct me on that. But the matter is, spirit? You know, what is spirit truly? You know what I'm saying? What is spirit? You know, and how do we begin to get to know spirit? You know? So we got a lot of great things. Be sure to check out our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. And we're going to also try to fit in the clearing the energy. If we do not fit it in this particular broadcast, that will be another broadcast within itself. I may need to do that. We'll see how it goes. So anyway, clearing energy, you know, like what, like when we have been in a funk, when we've been in a muck, you know, and all that stuff, what are some of the great tips that we could do to cleanse and clear our energy? That part, and then that may need to indeed be another broadcast. But anyway, Eternal Royal Day, Eternal, I want to say to you, I was recharging yesterday, but today I feel recharged. So greetings unto you. How are you this rising? All right, you may be muted on your end, Eternal, because I can't hear you.
Okay, I got you. Greetings.
There we go. Greetings, greetings.
How are you today?
I feel recharged today. So actually okay, recharged
there you go.
Today. Yes,
all
yes.
Right, there you go.
All right, and board. How are you?
Everything's yes. Great. Everything's great on this end.
All right.
Still evaluating a great woman that passed away recent. She did a great thing. She's been at a point with her sister named Makita. She took on the Nzinga energy, like ever since I came out here to reevaluate myself at 18 going into 19 to 20. I end up running into this sister who at 24, I start to see myself differently. And she was there to help, you know, mold that a little bit different too as well. When you come out as a dancer, you don't know what type of style you have or rhythm or flow you have until you start to see what the drums are like. And her grandson was like right there playing the drum. And needless to say, he became a Buddha. And it's like ironically, I knew I was already Buddha. And yet at the same time, he takes one aspect of the Buddha as I take the other aspect of the Buddha. So it's like seeing the fortunes of what we call Shaolin Temple. How do we actually know where we're headed and what we're doing. So enlightenment. I can say that in a nutshell. It's all about enlightenment.
Okay.
She passed yeah. away like just recent. Cancer, of course, taking us over. She was a heavy cigarette smoker too, so that kind of like made it a point where how are we really looking at our health? And if you really have that, you know, like they say, the doppelganger, it pops up in front of you and show you that they're basically doing stuff that you probably like they say, I'm there to do, you know, because would it be that it would have been a negative or would have been a positive that you saw this being? If you look at Burris was in Dragon Ball Z, and everybody thought he was getting ready to come to kill the planet and destroy everything. At the same time, he wanted to learn Goku and see how Goku was really the so-called strongest on the earth or the universe. And so it came to a point where he could have easily killed Goku. However, he wanted to train Goku so he could at least have a good fight. And so in our actualities, in our lives, even though that's an animated cartoon, the reality is we all have this outgoing feeling that we have to tap into with, and we have to. If you don't, you see yourself as being a dormant to in this universe level. That's why you end up having your twin pop up and you'd be like, dang, he's doing stuff that I could have been doing and I'm not even doing it, you know. And then it's like, then you start asking that being questions. You'd be like, what day are you born? And then they'll say March 8th, and you're like, what, wait a minute, how'd that happen? I'm a March 8th. You know, and you're like, what the? And you start to find more of what questions you start asking. It'll be like congruent pieces that fit right in your puzzle. And you're like, how did I run in this being? And then when they're, you know, as they say, once a pupil is the first aspect, it's the teacher. Peace, peace, peace. That appears so that in the, no. No. Probably like two. No, we don't sell that.
I do appreciate it. I know where
to come from
my customer.
Okay, well, it's peace, bro. You can take a brochure there. Right there.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's about movement, you know, and keeping that inside outer of the pupil and the student. How does that become, you know, your format? How do you constantly keep it in relativity?
Mm-hmm.
So you're a purpose. Everyone has one, you know. And the more we're seeing that, the more you're seeing how even the doppelganger is that same aspect you find in your twin flame, or even the devil that you call it. Because you'll fight something. Mm-hmm. That was what I was saying earlier about the other movie. What was I call it? Dang. Anthony.
I can't. Besouro.
Extreme something. All right, brother. Extreme. I can't even think of it right now. It was Anthony.
It's all good.
Jordan. Well, in the movie, he basically was going after someone and then finding out that that being, you know, not wanting to say the movie and everything, it just happened to be not what he thought it was. And so he had to go with the inner and the outer of it. And so it had to explain, what is it that we go through? You know what I mean? Like, are you really going to fight this person because you hate this person? Or are you going to fight this person because it was a mission? Are you going to fight this person? Oh, no. I'm pretty slow, though. Are you going to fight this person because this is what caused you to have the fight in you? And you just recognize the fight. And that's what you was doing. You was pushing a fight and not really be you. You just pushing a fight. Now you find out it's you you're pushing a fight onto, you know? We do things to help each other, but then we also do things to help cripple each other. And the more we realize we shouldn't have to cause more cripple, we'll see more how we heal versus hurt.
Yeah,
that part. Okay. All right. So pretty much in my interpretation, how I'm understanding, starting to understand a doppelganger is, you know, again, she said the spirit devil, and that's eternal say, you know, your twin flame, your, you know, your mirror, if you will. Auntie LJ speaks on the many of yous, you know, but even further than that, you know, what about the many different yous that, you know, reside in different universes? You know what I mean? That is something that I would love to tap into. You know, I had one Renee Hamilton guy. Go back to the archives and listen to the broadcast. Also a Pisces who I'm connected with. Who, man, he brings it from another realm, right? And he told me, he said, do you realize that you are a teacher in every realm? And I'm like, what? You know, and he said that, you know, he was tapping and he told me that, but I couldn't grasp it because I was not, I guess, at that level of awareness yet, so to speak. There's definitely something deeper here with this spiritual doppelganger, you know, topic. And, you know, going back to the past, you know, Renee will always say that the only thing that exists is the now, you know, and the past doesn't exist, neither does the future, is what he will quote. All you have is now. But, you know, then people, you know, grasp the fact that you can go back and you can change the past, you know. And Eternal, I just want to know, what do you feel about that? You know, like, does the past, does it even exist? You know, do you believe in that theory? It doesn't exist. All we have is now. And what about, what is time travel for real?
Time travel is the point of view being right next to a person and you're actually talking about a memory that pops back up. And now you can actually go through it. You don't have to actually see it for one thing, you know. We start to explain person, place, thing, everything, the senses, the smell, the taste, the touch, the feel, you know, at the same time, it's of a past. So now you're actually explaining what time travel is. Like, if I give you a piece of paper right now, you wouldn't know what's on it until you looked at it. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So if I drew something on it, it would be now my past, but it'll be in your present. Did you get that?
So
now, if you pass
it,
hold on. If you pass it, I'm gonna add this on to it. If you pass it to someone else, you haven't passed it to them yet. It's gonna be a future to them because you haven't passed it to them yet.
Mm.
Right. Until once they get it in their hand, then it's a present for them, and now a pass to you, as you already know what's on the paper. So now this is like what time traveling is. This is the example of time travel. So now to use that in the same way as speeding in a car, we could talk about time, right? We could talk about, remember that time we was going 85 and blah, 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 and now you start to remember the speed. But it doesn't explain your kilometers. So now in your kilometers, there's when you thought each second per second per second per second, just like how you look and you see what they call it, land objects that's on the ground as far as what you're looking for locations, and you're getting familiarized with it because of what you see on the landmarks of it, right? And because it's constantly a pattern, that's what familiarized with you. Not really the speed, but now if you're in the speed, which we call that time, the kilometers now is different because now we don't know what time it takes to get from one spot to another. This is the same way as writing that piece of name on that paper or whatever I did on that paper. It don't know. Mm-hmm. You don't know how long it took me to put whatever that was on that paper, right?
Right.
You still with me?
Yeah.
All right, so if I put nothing on the paper, it would be like, okay, it took you no time to do that. If I put a dot on it, you'd probably say, okay, it took you probably like 2 seconds to do that. If I put an actual pyramid up there, you'd be like, wait a minute, how long it took you to do that? So now it explains time on a piece of paper. But yet the illusion is that this is a piece of paper. Where did this come from? So now how am I actually drawing something on something that came from something else? This is like the carpenter and not knowing he took a tree and cut it down to make a house. It explains time and how time traveled already because you're putting creation versus what's been what we call making, right? The gods actually know how to create things. There's people who, like, let's say there was a chair already broke down, all you had to do is put the pieces to it and put it together. That's not really making a chair. Hello. Peace and greetings. How you doing today? Okay. Let me come back to the response.
Brother. Okay. All right, go ahead.
All right,
y'all. But I mean, that was a definite great, you know, response. When it comes to time travel, you know, like the piece of paper analogy, you know what I mean? Because it kind of makes you ponder, you know, like if someone knew, someone already knowing, you know, what's on that paper, but it's the, it's going to be the past to them, but, you know, it's going to be the past to them and it's going to be, you know, their current now, you know, just. This is something that, you know, I'm personally still, you know, pondering and, you know, exploring and coming into, you know, what it may be. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to the doppelganger, guys, I think that, you know, this is enough information for you just to kind of ponder on because, you know, at the end of the day, what does it mean for you? You know, what does the spiritual, you know, doppelganger mean to you and for you, right? You know, my intention is, you know, to get all of us, even my goddamn self, get us to think, you know, so it's just get us to, you know, I'm always the one who ponder, you know, ponder and imagination, you know what I mean? So spirit, right? So let's go into spirit. Okay, what is spirit? It's funny how synchronicity works.
because I was like, okay, how the fuck, you know, do I elaborate and expound on what is spirit? And I promise you, I was just scrolling down my timeline and like two posts down, you know, in that moment, I find a meme that says, what is spirit? Like, what the fuck? Not what the fuck, like, thank you, gratitude, right? You know, but Ralph Smart spoke about how, you know, your spirit guides are with you and around you is through synchronicities. And mine are around me. Like, they make it no strange. They are no stranger to me. Let me say that. Gratitude to my ancestors and the energy around me, because through the mathematics of the universe, you know, it's kind of like I set the stage, right? And, you know, was like, okay, this is how we can communicate. You know, we can, you know, I set the tone of, you know what I mean, how we, like, you know, if you want me to get it or you want me to try to see, you know, kind of do it this way. I guess, you know, we kind of, you know, work with each other, if you will, you know, build a communication, you know, board, or, you know what I mean, for you and your spirit guides. You know what I'm saying? Be like, okay, how I know I got, you know, clarification is, you know, through some type of mathematics of the universe. Okay, this number right here, you know, this is how I know that you'll do that. You know, just kind of set it up, you know, and then if they respond, you know what I mean? If they respond in that way, you're like, okay, here we go. You know what I'm saying? That's how you start to build the momentum and the universal language between you and your spirit guides. I hope that makes sense, guys. If not, go ahead and go to our website, go on to services and contact me. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get more expounded, I've done a lot of great sessions here recently, guys, with these moons that just passed. And you know, at the end of the day, guys, I think that it's definitely a great tool to amplify our synchronistic even if that's a word, but I just created it, if it's not, synchronistic communication with the unseen. All right, so what is spirit? All right, so what is spirit? A spirit is a form of energy. Energy is a form of frequency that carries a ritual. Aha! Energy carries information. This makes your blood spiritual. Your blood is your spirit. Your spirit is your blood. Frequencies of your blood is very high because it distributes signals, information through your body to your biochemical structure, and your biochemical structure downloads these signals / information. Your spirit, Dr. Blair, I don't know why Dr. Blair is coming up as I'm reading this, to go study some of his work, the bridge to your soul. This is why Black people have to stop giving out blood, that plasma too. Even when your blood, isn't this the same shit though, blood and plasma? Okay. This is why Black people have to stop giving our blood. Even when your blood / spirit leaves from your body, you're back. Okay, let me finish reading this. Let me see. Even when your blood / spirit leaves your body, it is still connected to you. The blood is the assistance to your melanin. Melanin is also your antenna for the messages that are being displayed or picked up by the blood. Your blood, so the blood is very important. Your blood has an amount of slides, which bases counts on the nucleus. This is why doctors can tell how long you're going to live. Can they really? This, how long you're going to live due to the slides in your blood. If they can tell that shit, why don't they tell us? I guess there's a reason why they keep that from us. And the nucleus connect to the dream world. Keep your blood, my beautiful Black gods and goddesses. So that was something describing spirit. All right, Eternal, I think you were breaking down time travel, and then I had went into a spirit.
Okay, so, man, that was deep about the blood. That's another time travel thing.
Yeah.
All right, rabbit hole. All right, so, yeah. All right. When we look at time travel, we're just like as the story of Asar, when Asar got cut down from a tree, and he was in tree form. You know, he became this tree trunk. after a while, and this is why we even play the drums. So that's another point to how you get Shango. Shango would be the thunder or the lightning, and how that brings out. So Achusi, how you bring that out as well. So one who goes into the light that sees darkness but go into the light. So Elegba, trickster of choices. So how do we see it? It's through like how my brethren, Seven Bomar, he explained it very well. I sent that up to the EAR. It's just, you know, this time frame. It don't get out as fast as we want it to. So time travel. It explains just like how a dog is God backwards. Like, we're able to see time once you emit it backwards. And now you're actually time traveling. And it explains in so many different ways that you have to study some forward and backwards to see it backward and forward. It explains how even some of us from this eon, because we call it eon, right? E-O-N. See, once we change these words, you start to see what I'm saying. You'll be time traveling too. E-O-N, right, is N-E-O, Neo. So it's always about your new old thoughts, how you renewal your thoughts. So new or one, O-N-E, is still E-O-N. This is why it's eons. This eon is yourself. So it explains how the 360 become a 361. You're in a cipher of yourself, but you have to come out of your cipher of yourself. You have to know how your power and how you're using it. Could it destroy you, or could you employ someone like how you just said with the double ganger? Would it employ a person to say, dang, I need to learn this lifestyle because I'm not a part of the other lifestyles that we all been doing, as you spoke of earlier about the social ways that people are damaging each other, whether it's rape, whether it's pillage, because if you think about pillage, like pills, is it a pilgrimage that pillage? Because if they're taking pills to make you ill, then what is the fill coming out of? You pay bills. So these are all different, like people. There are names. They end up being yourself or ourselves. That's why we have to speak on a we and not just, you know, you or an I stuff.
Mm-hmm. Me.
Yeah, it's about the me. And that's why it's M. It's still M. It's still more. It's still the vibration of Do you realize most people, when they're hurt, they'd be like,
Right.
You know, they use these vibrations and they're not knowing it themselves. This is what's basically giving them the tune, the vibration. Like, this brother said, if the water stood still, if the moon was taken away, this would the world be like at a standstill? Because if you think about the moon, the more the moon is close to the water, the more the water rise up. But then when the moon is full, I say when the moon is close, it's like more like when it's throwing waves at us back and forth. So now it's a different cipher of how we're feeling it, whether it's like fast, harsh waves or just soft, subtle waves. And now into that same look or aspect, you got Peru and you got, or should I say, Tahuti at this point. Tahuti, and then you have an Ampu, which is on the opposite end, which some people know as Anubis, you know. So it's like seeing the dog, seeing the jackal. Seeing now how the jackal become a dog or a dog become a jackal. And, you know, we have to go up the stairs of Jacob's ladder. We have to learn everything from the bottom, right, on the way back up. That's why Mount Sinai, that's why Moses, the horns, all of that connect to the same aspect of learning the horns from unicorn. There was one unicorn, and then it was two horns. So how did Aries become Taurus? How did one horn concept became two horns, which is really three, and then a fourth horn by the time it became Taurus? Because Taurus, we could explain Taurus is two, but not everybody thinking as Taurus being twins too. Like we say, coming from the separation of Aries, this is just saying in zodiac signs, right? But it's also saying it in houses of how we're in the oneness of yourself, right? And then you come into a dualness of yourself. Because you're going to see who you're probably up against. And then when you finally say, oh, I'm not up against anything, that's when the three really comes into play. But now, are you really into knowing that, or do you just play back and forth the duality and the polars and the black and white issues and the gay and non-gay? Like, if we're all in a point of saying, oh, do we know our ways of how we flow? Is it hermaphrodite? Is it androgyny? Are we living in a point where if this was to be, I'm giving you nurture and nature, no matter who you are, then it would be like how the aunt was and how those who said, okay, when I touched the aunt, was I touching the aunt or was I touching myself? Mm-hmm. This is where the key became a key to everything. The only problem is we didn't realize we had a key to everything. So now we became a monkey to everything. This is why some of us still live off the way of saying, oh, we're animals and we do like animals. Yet animals don't even do this. This is anti-male things, what we're doing. We're doing stuff that's on a mail delivery type thing. We're like now postman that went from postman now to mailman. And now the mailman is now male without even being man. We went to mankind, and we're not even that kind of man. Yet this is what we keep doing because we call it kin and kent. See, the darkness of our skin, we done said percent and percent like Persian. So now it's persuasion and Asian. Mixed in the thought of caucus with Asian. Now it's Caucasian. And so we think Caucasian is the best way to be. Wait a minute, that's not me.
All right. All right, y'all. So, well, I spoke about spirit, you know what I'm saying? Like pretty much what is spirit and all of that with the blood and, you know, but, you know, we were taught that spirit, Ms. Bluehead went on to say about the spirit, they had turned it into a ghost, you know. And I know as a child coming up, you know, I was always afraid of ghosts. I was always afraid of death, you know. But until I started to face, you know, those things, you know, like what are ghosts, you know, what are ghosts? What are spirits? You know, what is spirit? Like, is spirit that unseen, you know, feeling of coldness that we, you know, get around us? Or, you know, in your interpretation, what is spirit to you?
Just like time travel, the spirit is the same. You know, that's what explains how once we see what time travel is, we're like saying we're stuck at a point, right? And it feels like we can't go anywhere. And then you see this ghost instinct happen, right, in instant transformation, like to a point where you feel like you're welded by it and you can't do anything but see what's going on by observance. And it's to a point where the G of the host, you know, because we're also in the shell ourselves. I mean, it's really, we're the collective of planets put together so we can have an experience of ourselves through everything else. Now that we're able to explain it, we'll see ghost shells going around without actually having a body. Because really, there's a ghost in each of one of us. We're a host to this G energy. The G energy is gamma. So it's like we have different gammas of our waves and rays of ourselves. So now it's different by etheric, how your ether of light can be from its darkness to a point where it's western and eastern of its, you know, complexity of thought. So now it depends on how much are you training the brain to get stronger at your melanin. Your melanin is attracted by 64.4 billion years. So whenever you time travel, you can time travel just like what we're doing right now in that quantum leaping or quantum reaction that we're having. So now you can find the phenomenon and the epiphanies in the blink of an eye aspect. If people can't go around you and you feel them charges off of each other, this is why we're not generators yet. And so we have to go into the programming of ourselves, tapping into ourselves and say, okay, I need to meet me. Forget all these people said, that's you. You look like him. You look like him. You look like him. You know, I don't look like none of these people. And then you get into your own being. Mm-hmm. And you just tap in and just say, okay, I'm going to sit. I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to just sit there and find out about myself. It might even take 3 hours. Fine, whatever it takes. And then you sit in yourself and go, wait a minute. You might be afraid, because I know I was. Right in the beginning, I was afraid. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I got to think about that. I'm going to be in there for like quite some time. you know, 3 hours. You when you look at what we're doing right now in the physical, you'd be like, what the freak was that? Man, I should have been with over here and see the other side of this world, because everybody's afraid of death. Everybody's afraid of death. But now, how could everybody be afraid of eternal? That's just to say, we're great at being the one who talks terrible about our own self. We, like, so dynamic at it. So dynamic. I mean, like, to a point we're like, dang, man, what? You are terrible. And then there's the opposition. When you feel that good feeling, or should I say bad feeling, but you call it good, or we call it good because it's the adrenaline of it. So now it's the point you throw it on someone else, and now they feel that same what you just did to yourself, but they don't take it the same way you felt it when you said it to yourself. So now that's when spell casting start happening. And this is where the ghosts start coming in. Because now, since you put a spell on this being, it brings up the old time that you made a spell before. You just didn't know about it. And now here comes the other ghost that comes from out of the closet, and you're like, whoa, what is this? As a ghost, as a skeleton. And like, well, why all of these little stories come out like horrors? Because it's connected to Horus and Horus. It's your horoscope. You're making a horoscopic way of learning all your zodiac signs through everybody. So now, as those confirmations coming out there in the universe, as I'm hearing myself, we're connecting. And that's your pendulum swinging. And that's saying, oh, your knees are now finally talking to you. And now it's the replica of your doppelganger. And now you got to tell you what's going on because you didn't listen. And so since the doppelganger came up, it's now telling you it's a ma'at. So now without but ma'at, give you ma'at, but amun. And this is amun, it's like saying, showing you what could death could be like. And now since you went into seeing the extreme of yourself, are you going to find the middle of yourself? Or are you just going to say, oh, this is a twin thing? Or is there such a thing called Trinity? Is there such a thing as being able to create a child that has no preparation in what it wants to be yet until it finally decides which one of the better it could serve in humanity? That's what started out us in the first place. We came out like that. Now all of a sudden we just having babies to be having babies. And this is why we're also having ghosts. We're having ghost spells. We're having gospels. We gossip ourselves in different ways now. That when we put this enslaved thought to the in-cave thought, when a person leaves out, another person comes in. And so now as that spiritual connection come out, here's this contract that wasn't fulfilled the right way. And now when this person leaves out, this person still has a contract that's saying, dang, I didn't get the homage I needed to do so I could exit the right way. So now they kind of left in between the world. You ever seen air move so vividly that it looks like it's a human body? You're like, what? That happened to me just recent. Yeah, that almost freaked me out. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm glad I'm with the universe.
Yeah.
That was a little scary.
Yeah. Man. Mine, it was manifesting through the smoke. You know, I have a lot of smoke around my house. And I'm always lighting stuff, you know. And it literally manifested inside of the smoke. And I was like, okay, breathe, you know. Don't freak out, you know. So,
Exactly.
Yeah.
All and this right. explains I'll, something to us. This explains how you are part of the math. They call it math and ma'at for a reason. Ma'at is the actual mat. They took out the A, but it's a mat that we're sitting on that becomes ma'at once you know how to balance it. But that comes with an H. Now, you know the H looks like a 4. That's why it's an H2 at the same time, like H2O, the original of keep putting hydrogen spinoffs to everything, and now your atom is your period, and your period is your table, and your table, it just keeps maximizing it. How, when you explain yourself, it's like an orgasm in itself. And that's why we're able to speak like that. This is how the clairvoyance became more than just speaking on flat terms and flat words. It became poetically. And not only poetically, it was bio. And the bio was engineering, like engineering kind of thought, not just engineering thoughts. You see, they put us in general thoughts. So now we just do generic thoughts. But not all of us do generic thoughts. That's why you're like, man, you're so amazed by that person that maybe just painted something that was just now, right in your nowness, right in your face. Like, well, how did you just do that? How? That's time traveling. Bam. You just created a portal, a black hole. And once that black hole is created, it's the point of where neutral is in that natural. So now it could be, oh, I don't want to see this change. You're going to have the agreeers and you're going to have the disagreeers. And this is where we start twinning ourselves. And this is where the polarities start to change up in time. This is where the time of one person says, you know what, I don't want to admit to this time. I might even leave. I don't even want to see this this progress become an outcome. The other person says, oh, I must still sit here and watch because I see how the progress is becoming. So now it's the one who want to help that agreeer as the agreement or the one who wants to be the disbeliever and disagree and walk away. Now, he still knows it's just be a different knowing.
Okay.
So when he comes back in, after all things are done, that person that sat there and watched you is going to know how you in and out of it. At the same time, you're going to know how you in and out of it more different than that person that watched. And now that person that left, when he finally come back and he see how everything is, he be like, dang, I should have stayed. He was like, yeah, you missed it all. It was like magnificent. Like it was the magic. It was the sparkle. It was the miracle. That's what we call miracle. Miracles are born babies. Baby boomers, all them other things that we gave names to, are those people who had to take on this responsibility because there was something imperfected in earth and we had to perfect it. And so now out of perfection, we see imperfection, but now out of perfection, that's the imperfection. You can see how it's perfected at its best. Some of us, when we see our mothers and our fathers finally grow up and do, when we're around them, they're growing up like we're growing up. We don't even know they're growing up. We just thinking they were already responsible, this, that, and the other day. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You still growing up.
Yeah.
You got
growing
up to do
up
mama.
With us.
Yeah.
If they were meant
how did
though,
I surpass
you?
But there's some things that still humble yourself. Humble yourself because we all came differently. We all went through certain things that she probably didn't get that breast milk you got. He probably didn't get that breast milk you got. So now a telekinetic, telepathic is not there for them. But then they say, you know what? I want my child to have some breast milk. So now don't be mad at that mama or that daddy who don't know. They still gave you something to help you to get yourself further out. So now it's not like, oh, I'm going to cut you off and y'all don't deserve me no more. I'm me now. How did you became you? You started from somewhere, you little whippersnapper. So now it's the point of, you can cut off your own umbilical cord to the energy that, you know, you're supposed to be actually still having. And if it is that you learn how to use a gun, do you pull it on your mom and your dad? Like, we have people who have done this. We have, and this is where the other side of the uncles and the aunts become ghosts to our people, too, because we don't know that when it attaches us, it attaches other people around us, and then they're affected, too. People pass away because they might have heard something. They ain't even had to see you do it. So that means the imagination is almost even greater than you can even imagine. So when that's a part of that, this is where you can get affected by your time traveling. How do you put grounders next to you? How do you light incense and not know about the incense? How do you not know that you're giving homage to the ancestors? You know, when you put the incense out, you're putting the gas out. And when you're putting the gas out, you're putting the smoke out. Just like he said earlier, you start to see certain things out of the smoke. That's what people actually were there for, to learn right through the smoke, because it's telling you it's air bending, it's fire bending. It's like bubbles. Bubbles are the same aspect. Like, there's so many things that we can use to see the other world. Like, when you shoot water on the earth and the sunlight hitting, you see all them rainbows from different angles. You're like, why do I not see this on a regular? Yet these are the things that we have to do this out of what they call regular. In order to have that higher build of yourself, those are the things that we're able to now mold ourselves because you ran into the doppelganger. Because you said, okay, wait a minute, I didn't like him at first. But now I see what he's doing and how he is. And it's not like he's a negative. I just thought he was a negative because I don't do those things that person did. I was so wrapped into Christianity, I thought he was a negative person. And then I'm the negative person thinking about him being negative. It was like he was wanting to just show me something. It wasn't nothing at all. I just was so combined by the pastor who told me, dude to buy the book. Go buy the book. And then you say, okay, I'm doing everything by the book. And then they say, hey, there's a janitor position. You want it? And you're like, I got to go buy this book because it don't, wait, man, does it have janitor? Wait, I cannot find it in this book. Dang it, I need another book to learn about janitor. So now, do you keep this book and you stay with one book, or you get multiples of books and see how they all relate to that book? Because they all do. It's just in different ways. And the more you find that out, it's just like how your body is. Did you know that most women weren't supposed to be even reading the book? And I mean that by their eyesight. It damages their eyes. Their vitamin A gets impaired if they keep reading books, because basically it's a two-dimensional thing. See, when women came into existence as men, what we say, woman had children, right? Man doesn't have children. Man helps create the children, but he don't have the children. So there's a difference in the defect of ourselves. So now explains another part of the chivalry of what we're supposed to be doing. We explain how that we record things for her so she can still be a part of who she is, what she does, in case she forgets. But instead, we took on the sorcery and said, you know what? I want to be a warlock. Forget all these women and helping out these women. I want to take her sources, and I'm going to have my own resources. I'm going to learn everything for myself, and I'm going to be so corruptive that no woman will get ahead of me when she's around me. I just keep taking all the energy from the woman. And so a lot of us became these men. Sad to say, that's why the belly of the phallus, from the phallus to the belly, you have to have your phallus up to where your belly button is, not down there where your phallus is right now. So in our existence, we also thought with the lowest part of our root chakra, instead of bringing our chakra into our intellectual side, which is where the belly button is a little bit higher, and now you're really into your elevational self. Instead, we looked at women from the hips on down, or we looked at it from the chest on down to the hips. So now the head doesn't get no information, and we don't give no information to the head. And now Barbies, barbarian, we all walking around like cave people, and we don't see it. Well, look at how we're eating. How many people actually put meat on their plate every day or every meal and don't realize that's what animals, as they say animals do, but now worse than animals, because animals, at least some of them, they actually eat vegetables. So what's the problem there?
You stated that, you know, the woman didn't read, it's two-dimensional. Like, how did they – reason why I'm asking this, because, like, I know when I read, I'm not a woman, but I know when I read, it seems like it's slowing me down. I feel slowed down when I read. So it's definitely a connection, I feel. So when you say they, you know, what did they do? Did they just kind of scan it? Or how did people read in ancient times, I guess, would be a fair question.
Well, they didn't have to read because they could touch it, feel it, and they even used it as the nature of what it is, metu nature. We said metu nature. That's what the glyphs were for, to give you not only to see it, you hear it, taste it, touch it, feel it. You have different ways of explaining it to yourself. So it wasn't two-dimensional where you had to write it down and had to look at it and then doesn't have a backing to it, a shadow to it, a feeling with your finger to it. You know, Braille was created so the men's of who couldn't see with their eyes could at least touch it. So with our minds, we still had that same thing when we actually made glyphs. We didn't just put paint on the wall and say, oh, this is historic. This is something y'all going to have to live off of. Nah, they are like how the artisans were in the past, the Renaissance aspect. They were the ones that, being the forerunners, being able to show, this is what we saw when we saw the stars. So if we saw the stars, we saw the ancestors. So we see ancestors, we say ancestors. So it become a point where everything from Storm, if you look at Storm, the first comic of Storm, you find out she came from the universe. And he was like, how'd she do that? It's like immaculate conception. And then she comes to the earth and you're like, what the? And then Xavier come over there and he's like, hey, I need you to help me in America. I was like, how does that work? And she said, yeah, you seem interesting. Your words are cunning, but yet I still go with you. I was like, what kind of, I mean, I know I'm paraphrasing, but I was like, this is weird. Like, we would never know how that we look at our queen Nzinga and brought her down to the maid in the house, the help. The movie that you've seen the movie to help, right? How about she's the one that's being in the movie Us? I mean, Mom. So this is like a doppelganger. Like you got someone who was in there that was doing help.
Uh-huh.
Now she's over here killing off children.
She's
like, okay, they're doing a doppelganger right in my face.
That's a good example though.
Yeah.
All right.
They're gonna keep using your actors and switch your actors up to do different acts. And you're gonna say, oh, I love that. That was even greater than the other one. Yet at the same time, this is the influence and the spell too, the casting. So now, do you really like these people for doing all these things? Now, could it upset her mind because she went through that now, and now does she remember these things? Or does she gonna feel like she need to do some more, you know, slavery mentality movies? If that's the case, then, you know, we'll never know. We'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in time frame.
All right, Eternal, you actually made a quote, and it's a quote on spirit. A wonderful quote, you guys, on spirit. But it is, we are ghosts, a G with host of this earth shell built with components of the G Bree L with Ma. I mean, the last part I understand, but what really caught out to me is we are ghosts with a G with host of this earth shell built with components of the G-A-B-R-E-I-L. And then you say with Ma, M-A. So... that's a quote. I'm going to put it in the Enhancing Awareness. If you guys need to go back and reference it, I'm going to put it in the Enhancing Awareness group in our chat. okay, one sec, in our chat, you guys. So let me go back a little bit to the first part of our broadcast, guys, when it comes to spirit guides, right? So spirit guides, okay, who are the spirit guides? Are they doppelgangers as well? I don't know, but okay, no. I think that's different, all right? So spirit guides, I think it's a great time to start to study spirit guides. I think it's a great time to start to feel and see how you interact with the ancestors when I'm unseen. You know, I also wonder, you know, can we tap into different ancestors that just aren't in our bloodlines that, you know, serve us, you know, in certain ways. Maybe, like, if everything is energy, you know, maybe it's like an ancestral energy, you know what I'm saying, or ancestral tribe that may be attracted to your energy. Okay, as it just got cold around me. All right. maybe that's a part of that, too. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I pick up on that, too. Like, this doesn't necessarily have to be ancestors, you know, that communicate with you, that's just in your direct bloodline, you know, just tapping into the energy of itself, you know. So what are some ways? I'm going to use Ralph Smart's dialogue, you know, but go back to the top of the broadcast to get what Ralph Smart was saying. But what he said was spirit guides, 10 ways to know that your spirit guides, you know, are connecting with you. And some of the top ones he said is numbers. All right. I know a lot of you guys are saying 1111, 222, you know, whatever it means for you. If you want, you guys, I have a book for you. I can definitely send you the book. Just send me your email address. Excuse me. I love rain. Oh, my God, it's raining here in Dallas. And one of my high-key, shout-out to Brother Wisdom, which his birthday is today. Hope you can feel me in the ethers, you know what I mean? Happy birthday to you. We definitely appreciate you here on air. But yeah, today is his birthday. We command protective energy and coverings over you as you pull through what you're pulling through. Numbers. I'll say this weather. That's why I brought up the wisdom. Yeah, this weather, you guys. I don't know. It seems like y'all remember the April showers. Y'all remember April showers back in the day when it was just like natural rain and it would rain for like a week on end, you know what I'm saying, nonstop, you know. It seems like that it was just natural rain. It's something about this rain that is coming through now. It's like a cleanse. It's a purification.
it seems like it's just so authentic. You know, it's not weather modified. You know, so gratitude and shout out to the energy, you know what I'm saying, who is restoring this earth back to its original state. The humans, you know, I can speak for myself, but I speak for many as well, but we are definitely in grand appreciation for the refreshness, the cleansing, you know, everything that's going on, you know, as the rain gets harder. I love it. So he's Ralph Smart. Let's go back to Spirit Guides, all right? Ralph Smart stated, Spirit Guide. Okay, before we go on, right on time, Eternal, before we move forward to the Spirit Guides, let's go back to your quote, all right? So, yeah, but we'll get into the Spirit Guide as we wrap up. But this quote is very important. So, Eternal, break. I understood the half top part of your quote, but can you restate the quote for the audience and then explain to us that last part?
Okay, so I said, we are ghosts, a G-Wood host of this earth shell, built with components of the Ga-Bre-Il with Ma. Now, of course, what the aspect of the earth is your heart. So the heart is the shell that we're connected by. It's the she and will, so she'll. So we actually have our own shield on ourselves, and that would be the Ma. That's why we get up on what? The AM. We're getting up at the AM. So we're actually connecting back to Ma every time we get up. So it's the child and the sun always connecting, which is the sun in us, that we're saying, like, from the Ma, we're getting out from the universe. So Ga-Bre-Il, the G-A force, you know, the G is alpha. Once you get to the B, the beta. And then there's the R-E, what we have for R-E is the inner energy, not just the outer energy. And then, of course, there's the ill of how you feel about it. It's the I-L or I will. But the I-L, the L, is still seven upside down. It's all about your Libra connection, how L-I is the Libra. And there's the Libre. Libre is just what Ga-Bre-Il is. It's the A-G. It's reversed. It's also forward. So if you look at your words, this is how you can see logos, pathos, ethos. And once you explain those to the people that you have in your tribe, your, you know, nation of people, this is how they can defend themselves. This is how they can get their food, their clothing, their shelter. And they say, oh, what do you mean? Because we're just speaking. We're just talking. Well, guess what? Your talking helps your intellectual bypass of all these other things that we have as hang-ups in the language, because we were built in this language, yet when we were building this language, we was also built in this language. So now, how you use this language is your nationality. How you speak shows your ebonics, phonics, ebony, and onyx connection to it, the 64.4 billion years back. The Ga-Bre-Il, if you look at it, was let us go down and confuse them. So when Ga-Bre-Il came down, it was the angel connecting to the angles of who we are as humanoids and sapiens. And so since we have different beings here on the earth, we've also had a different separation in from the caveman mentality to now actually being in the human form with 31 vertebrates of the backbone to 33 and a half. 33 and one-third is what they keep speaking on. So they want us to not think that they can go further than that. And at the same time, once it becomes further than that, it explains who they are instead of who we are. The ones who have puppy dog tails. The real true, what do they call it, Remulus and Romulus. The she-wolf. The Lepus. This is where you get the point of hearing the moon being a point of the howling at the moon. But when you look at the word howl, you also take the H out and hear owl. This is why it's like they're using what we call anthropomorphic ways, but at the same time, this is our knowing the native Indian, as they call it, what we call it, indigenous beings who came to a higher knowing of what animal totems did for us and how we were majestically connected to it. Not in the idea of being a negative, just knowing that your polarities of what you adapted your body to be like, you've been done in the same aspect. That's why we can see at night like an owl can. It changes the low and the owl to allowance. And now we're more in the allowance. The more big-eyed your eyes are, the more in the perceptions you can see with. The more slanted your eyes are, the less you can see in dark. So now it is about how your melanin is important to know how far back do you time travel whenever you even speak with an S and P. It's just like a beat. So it's the highest beacon of light that we actually energize when we use my sun, Masonic, or my sun, spiritual light towards each other. We ignite each other. So it's about fire. So whenever you use your fire, it's like a dragon or a serpent. So it's about how to wake up the Kundalini. Those who are able to master it will start to show on a massive of how it's done versus just, oh, I'm going to talk to individual you. Oh, I'm going to talk to individual you. And then think that this is where it's going to all work out at. It's not. It got to be done where you like you can widespread these seeds versus just these little spit. Now, not saying that that's not working because that's how you started off with first. That's the power that you started off with. You're like, oh, okay, I got me a little water gun. Shit. But now you got a hose. Now what do you do with it? You know what I mean? Are you really spreading it out or are you just keeping it to yourself? Because eventually you'll be so bottled up that you become a ghost here on this earth. And you'd be feeling like the Gabriel cutting the connection. He had to go into someone else and start making the other person do these things that you didn't know you could be doing. And now it wasn't you. It was actually that energy that was in you that caused you to do what you just did. And so that's just how the baby was born, the Mary and the Jesus aspect. So we're seeing our lives being remodeled all over again. At the same time, is it saying you're the adept or you're the adopted child? Because when you become the adopted child, you start to see more of what the adept is. And now you got to either adept yourself or now you become adoption towards whatever that is in society. That's why Ma is there. So you're connected some kind of way, and it's through that. You know, we've seen it from the Bible. So now is it, do you go by the bull?
Do you go by the, okay. All right. I'm not sure if you were finished. All right, y'all. Let me see. We already in OT, okay. We already in OT, guys. So, spirit guys, let's go ahead. We're going to go ahead and bring this home, guys. This is enough, you know, information for you guys to kind of ponder on. You know, we started out talking about the spiritual doppelganger, then we kind of got into what is spirit, you know what I mean? And then now we get into spirit guides, many forms. How did the spirit guides know? I'm going off of Ralph Smart's model of how 10 key things or 10 ways to know that your spirit guides are communicating with you, all right? So number one was numbers. Number one was ancestors. Right? So ancestors, the synchronicity. Synchronicities was number two. When you start finding things, you know, like things start to appear, you start to, you know, be naturally attracted to certain things or to, you know, naturally move to do certain things, you know, and then, you know, you walk up on $100 or, you know, those type of synchronicities. Flickering lights, that's one. Numbers. Strange sounds. I've been hearing this lately. Strange sounds and music. You know, that one right there is high on my radar right now because I'm starting to be the alchemist or the magician, if you will. You know, to ignite the mathematics within the strange sounds and the music. Right. So. These dreams are off the chain. I know a lot of us are, you know, we don't know if that was a dream or if that was reality. You know, I'm definitely going to have to hear my brother, Josh Hill, because it was a whole scenario that played out about, you know, his fame and his stardom, you know, here on Earth as far as his conscious rap career in music. And I was like, all right, bro, did you already do that? Or is that some shit that's going to come? You know? So, like, I foresee things sometimes that haven't happened yet, but I don't know whether to discuss or speak on it because I'm like, you know, I guess, well, I'm coming into the knowing that it was real, you know, but I'm like, okay, do I be quiet about it or do I speak on it? You know, like, that part, like, okay, because if I speak on it, I could be, you know, telling somebody something that something, I don't know. I just don't think it's, I don't think it's safe to do all the time, all right? So anyway, vivid dreams, messages in your dreams, animal guides. Ralph Moore spoke about the three birds that fly over you. That happened to me just yesterday. Three birds flew over me just yesterday. And what Ralph Smart said, that that was a spiritual significance of that you are protected, that you, you know, you don't have to worry, you know. And then Ralph said that, you know, right, so shortly after that, you know, he falls flat on his face. You know what I'm saying? But for me, I think it was the other way around because I had already fallen on my face. I had a challenging week last week. But, you know, I know that everything that transpired and happened was still what needed to happen, you know, in the level of awareness in the way that it happened. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in gratitude. I'm in grateful for, you know, it may appear as you have fell down, but no, you know, sometimes we need to revisit certain things or we need to, you know, we need to revisit certain things with a different level of clarity sometimes. And just, you know, to top that off, the three birds flew over my head as I am coming out of it. So I cried. You know, it was just like when I say I'm using that as an example because magical things happen in magical ways in your connection with nature that no one will get but you. You know what I'm saying? So it goes back until the top of the broadcast when I asked and when I stated, you guys, we have to begin to build up that communication. We have to begin to build up that communication with, you know, the universe, right? How do you connect? Ancient yet survive. What? Huh? Oh, accident. You had an accident, but you survived. You know what I'm saying? You had an accident, but you survived. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you had some type of accident, but you still survived. A lot of people are losing limbs, all right? A lot of people are either fracturing limbs, losing limbs. It's something about the limbs. I'm not sure. It's something about these fucking limbs, y'all. I don't care. It's something about us losing these limbs at this time or being fractured. These are lessons. These are not accidents. These are lessons. These are lessons. These are lessons. What is the lesson in the wisdom in which we are getting from these posed accidents? Divine order, right? Waking up and something feels different. Have you just woke up and the atmosphere feels different? I wake up a lot of times, and I feel like I'm on a brand new earth, not just 2021, not just 12/21, you know, but daily. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm waking up in many different realms daily. You know, are you having that experience as well? Eternal, what is this imagery that you're sending?
Say again.
What is this imagery that you're sending in the background? I see the child with the drum. I love that.
Like what you're speaking on, the same examples, we end up going through the not knowing, and there's Nazareth of Jesus. They put Jesus in Nazareth, and of course he was talking about how the locks were on the head. The head was like the 7 points of the rays that came off the sun. And as we know that if the sun came closer to you, it actually supposedly be colder. When the sun is farther away, it's supposed to be like getting hotter because you're feeling the sun rays and not the actual sun. So it's the idea that some of us aren't really getting the heat like we're supposed to, as the locks are, you know, as we see on our head. gets shaved or gets done by certain things, but if you notice how the fingers are, the hand is holding and then the other hand is open and there's a finger pointing down to the earth. So this is like saying 5 or 6. Then you see the feminine energy, she has her hands out and she's putting the 7 out. And here she is, the energy of the fire going back up in a certain type of rising energy. Now, I have another picture showing King Tut. A lot of people carry this on their shirts. That's where I took this picture from, a brother in the 7-Eleven shop. And I was like, wow, look at this. He's doing, he got the actual snake, the cobra, King Cobra, and he has the vulture. This is what I mean by the Amun and Amun. The Amun or Mutz, Muta, mother, that's who's the connection of the moon. So that's why we think of night like that. Then, of course, snake can be also be on that same, you know, aspect of the earth. So one who travels from the earth magnifies themselves to become like a lion. And here's the lion on the drum that I end up sending on the next picture. Of course, I end up grabbing myself. The ironic thing is this is what we get with a double ganger. Like someone will give you something, give. I end up giving my drum away. One drum that I play on, I got a sing on it. Like, I got the rope to it. I got everything, the toots and the whistles, you know what I mean? And I saw the sister, who's 14, she's just tapping on her body. And I was like, man, she's tapping on her body. I want to give her my drum. I was like, dang, I ain't never said that before. And I said, what am I doing? Say, I'm going to give her my drum. This is my drum. But I was like, stop it. We're going to give her the drum. So I was like, all right. But, I mean, I have to get another drum. Yes. So I was like, just go ahead and give her the drum. So I was like, talk to her and say, you know. I said, if you can play this drum, I'll let you have it. That's the deal. And then she looked at me, and she was like, her eyes got really big, and she was like, damn, mom was like, she's about to cry. I was like, she's about to cry for real? And then I gave her the drum. And I said, go ahead, tap on it. And then she was like feeling shy and at the same time, timid. So she was like, nah, I'm not ready. So I said, you know what? I'm going to walk away and let y'all get acquainted. And I said, you can enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
And then so I walked off. And then so as I walked off, she started tapping it and then started tapping. And I was like, oh, man, she sounds great. And then I come back over there and her mama's crying and she's crying and the dad is there. And he's one of the all moments. And I was like, man, this is an all moment. And I was like, man, it is an all moment. It was all in somebody else's moment, too. It was the actual brother who actually is up in the into helping out Nat Turner. He actually got the library. Brother Khalifa is Earth Day, turned 81. So it was like there was a lot of things going on that same particular day, and that's why I was out there. So it was like another extra, you know, time warp, jumping into somebody else's energy and wanting to help that as well, you know, like be a part of. And I see that when, you know, we do certain things like that, it helps. And so here's the other one. The picture is of a child. And the whole thing about this picture I love about it is I'm taking the picture of him, and the mother is an Aquarius. So back right off of that is the I know stage. We're in the age of Aquarius. So here it is, your child who wants to say, I want to know how to play this drum. Please, Baba, got this drum. And so now look at what the shirt says. It says full steam ahead. So here's the train. We're in the training ourselves. I asked this mama, I said, do you realize you don't have to have a baby wearing a mask on the face? Not till the age of 9. Up to the age of 9, that's when they actually have to wear that. So some of us are already training our children to do certain things. And we don't even really know what we're really doing ourselves. So it's really not just about entertainment. It's about obtaining. So what we're putting in our bodies, how we connect back to it, you know, this is what I now know, this is the important key to help us. You know what I mean? We got to get into what is the objective versus the subjective and make it more objective. Now he got a certain circular thing, just like the train, but instead a drum that he can bang on. He can actually, you know, from the gun to the drum. And that's like another logo I feel like we can add into whatever we're doing and just throw it out there for us so that we know that we have this pendulum swinging, this double ganger that's going to pop up, and then we're going to actually see it happen. We're going to actually see children carrying drums instead of guns and water pistols and all that to get me to go to the next thing and get to the next thing and then end up, hey, I want to rob a mint bank, or I want to rob a bank, or I want to rob, I just want to rob somebody. I want to know what it feels like, because he got a mask on already. It ain't going to be no different. He get older and he got a mask on. He already trained with a mask on, right?
Because
couldn't it be that they're just setting us up to feel like we're foreigners to this in society, that now our spiritual isn't as spiritual as we call it anymore? That's why I say to the average people, if you don't know 9 months of your birth and you're saying 12 every year is your birthday, you already off track of yourself. You already really don't know yourself. You already don't know. You have a spiritual body that's 12 months, not 9 months. So it's just 9 months you being physically to 10 months actually physically coming into the existence. So that's like even another smack in the face to where you got to know who you really truly are before you start saying, I know who I am truly, putting the work out. If you're not putting the work out, it's like you said, I don't know how to put work out, and I'm going to just look at myself as crippled and can't use the whole mechanism of what makes you who you are. You can't be the broken man. Can't be the wounded man. Can't be the sexually overactive man. You know what I mean? You can't be the angry alpha man, you know? And then once you know about these things, you don't have to be the one that's saying that if I'm wounded, if I'm broke, if I'm angry, if I'm a sexually active, if I'm an alpha, what are those things that I can still become more curvature about myself and don't have to overtake what we call the childlike, the childish behavior? That's where this Elegba to Alamendore, which we can even go into Avatala, would be the connection of saying, are you knowing your inner child ability that where you're not going to destroy what's right here in front of you? You can actually curve what's going on versus destroy what's going on, couldn't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. All right, y'all. So we're going to go ahead. 12:21. 12:21 Central Standard Time. So we're going to go ahead and I apologize. We're going to go ahead and wrap up. So this has been another wonderful broadcast, guys. We definitely appreciate you guys for always joining us every weekend. Please enjoy this weather. If it's raining, wherever you are in the world, actually, because this is international. So just, you know, enjoy the rain. You know, we like to say that the sun, you know, the sun is just the good weather. You know what I'm saying? But all of it is good weather. You know, it's nature. You know what I'm saying? Why all of it is not good weather? You know what I mean? So I'm going to enjoy this weather. So I hope you guys got something out of this particular broadcast, you know, whatever you did. Gratitude to the energy as always. I want to, in my wrap-up, I want to read the energy center for today in the now. The energy center for the day and the now, it was a pull for me and myself personally. But, you know, I'm going to share it with the world as well. It's called the energy. This is the energy card for the day. It's the temple path, right? But I pulled it in reverse, okay? So receiving this card is reverse. It's a sign that you may have fallen off of your path. Do many of you guys, you know, your challenge, you know, you feel like that you have fallen off, you know, that shadow work that we have to delve back into, like, you know, as I was just speaking on a minute ago, you know, are there things that we need to revisit? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, is this an indication? This card is an indication that you may have to go backwards, you know what I'm saying, for something you missed or something that you need to gain in a level of awareness, right, as you grow forth. You could be too focused. Got a client. All right. You want to say something real quick before you go? You want to do your wrap up, and then I'll close out. You want to wrap up real quick, or you got to go?
All right, yeah, I can get out.
All right,
okay,
go ahead.
I got you. So right now, even the time is 1, 2, 3. You know, symbolically, we're looking at where is the matrix? How do we get back to my eye? How do we see my eye as the math? So once you see your math of yourself, look at the numbers that's still causing you. You know, you're running into your numbers constantly. So just like what the message was, as the message, as the Messiah. You have the 10, right, that becomes the Capricorn connection, going up the mountain, the Moses having the horns on the head, and now coming back down. As we come back down, we're starting to see A, B, and now the C, how Taurus actually is from 2, right, to Trinity of Gemini ability. We have our hands, the wings, the actual ma'at being the feathers. So how do you fly into your heaven? How do you see heaven from your heart, from the earth? So the earth and the heart are in the representation of the Leo. Using your heart is one thing that we're in tune with if you know how to magnify what you see in ma'at. So your treasure chest, how do you measure yourself? How do you treasure yourself? And then once you know that, that's when you get the crowning. And that's where the crowning comes from, with the Nazareth, the Jesus aspect, and the star and sunlight being the head with rays coming off of it, or the thorns being from the bushes, what we see when we arose ourselves. So you arise yourself. How do you arise yourself? By you arising yourself. So it's basically like you're having a rival with yourself if you don't see the rivalry that you deal with. It's your arms, your airs, your rays of yourself. So now raise, arise. All this a point of how you use your eyes. It's still the Osiris connection, but we call it Asar and the Usir. So one who knows the password to yourself, you have a key to it. Just like the unlocking without having to actually have the key. Your breath. So now when you work with holy breath, it's be the raw breath. Be the ray, right? The ray and the raw energy. So breath is how you use your masculine, your feminine principles. Once you know it as a gentle, you know you're Gentile. And it's in the tiles of where's the floor, the wall, the ceilings, all of that has tile thoughts. And T-I with time makes you know about your L's. So if you know about your L's, it's just who you are and not less of yourself, but the L's. See, there's words in what we say. So now the words of how we're saying it is also the letters and the vibratorial connection towards it. So now how do you use it to enhance yourself? This is that point. You're an enhancement. Take the guide.
All right. You're an enhancement. And so in here at Enhancing Awareness Radio, guys, we, you know, like to collectively come together to enhance our awareness. All right. So the card was the energy pool again for today was the Temple Path, guys. If you feel like you are off, have fallen off your path, you know that this is just a time for you to just possibly revisit something and have a different type of awareness, you know, as you grow through. You know, maybe you're too attached to your worldly possessions. You know, maybe you're only seeking material gain. You know, maybe you're not really truly in tune with, you know, the spiritual wisdom. You know, maybe it's balance that you need. You know, maybe you don't want to let go of some of your unhealthy habits. You know, maybe you are fighting with yourself for shit you really don't want to let go of. What are your fears, you know? Is it some things that you may be fearing? What are you worrying about? What are your doubts, you know? Are we not trusting the universe? You know, how's our level of trust? You know what I mean? Whatever it is that's distracting you, receiving this card is in reverse is a firm message that it's time to make your spiritual life your highest priority, all right? Not doing so represents an important loss of power, guys. Not doing so will be detrimental for you in the now. And this is in speaking in levels of frequency and energy, right? If we are not doing this now, it's detrimental. I'm telling you guys, it's literally life. It's literally evolve or die, straight up. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, I'm catching it too. It's a few things that I'm fighting, you know. A lot of shit I let go, but it's those few things, you know, that shit, that those few things that we don't want to let go. Now's the time. Time's up, as Eternal always says. So clear your mind, meditate, and open up to the presence of spirit. Whatever else you may be have going, whatever else you may have going on, consider this important message part of your personal and tactical plans. Right, the support and inspiration of all eternity and countless loving spirits are available to you now. So you have a lot of support with you as you grow through. Nothing turning to the not turning to them is like cursing the dark when you refuse to turn the lights on. So utilize this unseen help. Utilize these, you know, talk to them as if they're a person. You know what I'm saying? Talk to it. Talk to the energy as if it's a person. Ask for help. You know, we don't want to be vulnerable in public, y'all, but we can be vulnerable with this unseen energy, you know, in the privacy of our own home. You know what I'm saying? The energy is on your side right now. So if you feel like you did it before and it wasn't working, it didn't work and all that stuff, do it again. You know what I'm saying? Do it again with a sincere heart, you know, in balance, I would assume, you know what I'm saying? And truly want it, truly want it, and truly have the willingness to truly sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? So this broadcast, the clearing the energy part, I'm going to take out because we did not discuss that, and then you can look for that in another broadcast. This Tuesday, please be sure to check out Sasha and Candace and their father, Professor Cobble. You probably know him from Hidden Colors. They come on every other Tuesday. They're going to be talking about, you know, current hot topics. So this Tuesday, please join them on at Enhancing Awareness Radio. Please be sure to join our website. Join our Facebook group, you know what I'm saying, for updates. You know, there's a lot of inspiration that comes through the group. Follow us on IG. Everything is there for you in the show notes. Our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. Familiarize yourself with the website. If you need to get in contact with any of us, you can definitely do so there. And remember, you guys are all, we are all sunflower souls. You are all beautiful, guys. And until next time, peace.
I know that life may seem a bit strange at times, but through all of the pain and confusion, you have to remain divine. Do all that you can do to heal and change inside. Know and understand that even flowers have to endure the rain at times. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, soul. You haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, soul. You have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I want you to know that things get better with time. But in the meantime, you have to stop seeing yourself through irrelevant eyes. May you shine like the light that has brought you forth from the heavenly skies. And find more of yourself in the rest of these lines. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. Yeah. I know flowers grow, I know flowers grow, I know people change, yeah. Sometimes we need the rain, sunflower souls. There is a time to love and there's a time to heal. Find a way to free your mind and let time reveal. In the midst of all of this love that you're trying to give, you have to learn to love yourself for real and find the time to live. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I know people change. I know flowers. Yeah, sometimes my day's insane. I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know flowers grow. We cannot stay the same. So if you love the flower, you cannot hate the rain. Sometimes my day's insane. I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. Yeah. I know flowers grow. I know flowers grow. I know people change. Yeah. Sometimes we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I would like to remind you that life is alive.
Visions.
And it knows exactly what you need to help you overcome all the pain and strife that's inside. Sometimes you have to witness darkness to brighten your eyes and go beyond duality to see the hidden oneness in this life you divide. Through every high and low, you have to approach life with an equal mind. Have the greatest faith and know that the grace of God will never leave your side. Although we are but little waves on the sea of time, we all possess that light of Christ that helps us realign and be divine. To truly find peace of mind, you have to be willing to go deep inside and fall in love with yourself and let that love be your guide. Only then will you find peace of mind and be sublime. Be sublime. Gotta take it one day at a time. Yeah, they dedicated and stay on your grind. Hey, I know they hate, don't pay them no mind. Yeah, these sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. Yeah, gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out. Life is filled with so many trials and so many tribulations and so many tests. So many things that you have to overcome within to shine without. You know? And I've been broke so many times. And I lost hope so many times. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Man, I've cried plenty of times. Plenty nights when I didn't see no finish line. In my sights still I grind, grind, grind. 24/7. Grind, 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 7 through 7. One day it gon' pay out. Can't take a day out. Working them night shifts. And then I got laid out. I had to get it. I had to get on my grind and get out my feelings. Who am I kidding? Asking myself like, why is you chillin'? Why is you chillin'? I'm sacrificing my sleep. I'm manifesting these dreams. Andrea, understand the nature of this reality. Or this pseudo-reality. You are a cosmic thought. You are a vibration of thought. Your soul existence rests on a thought. And thus, if you wish to change anything in your reality, you must change your thoughts and have your actions aligned with those thoughts. You are not the universe, but you are the cosmos. Gotta take it one day at a time. Hey, they dedicated to stay on your grind. Hey, I know they hate. Don't pay them no mind, yeah. These sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. Yeah. Gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out. Gotta take it one day at a time, homie. They dedicated and stay on your grind, homie. I know they hate. Don't pay them no mind.
I promise it gon' pay out.